I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and so happy we are today to greet you with the gospel of Christ wherever you're listening to your program. We're hopeful that you'll listen on a regular basis to Moments with the Bible and also encourage your friends to do the same. What better time could we spend than in the study of God's divine and holy word that tells us what our origin is, why we're here, and where we're going. How sad it is to see those without charter compass who are morally adrift in the world, not following the truths of the Word of God. It is that Word by which you can be saved if you will continue to walk therein. We've been discussing throughout this week the question concerning, does the Bible teach that a Christian can apostatize? Now, this is a question that one has asked us that desires an answer to from the Word of God. Does the Bible teach that a Christian can apostatize? Indeed, my friends, we have learned that it does, and that though the creeds of men may say no, one cannot turn back from God. The Bible says that many do, and have, and will. We learned the Galatians went back, away from the Lord and His teaching. We learned the disciples in John 6 turned and walked with the Lord no more. And we also learned that now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, Hebrews 10:38, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. That, my friends, is very serious, isn't it? It's something that we need to think about. Demas, you recall, who was a close companion of Paul, went back to the world. He left Paul to fight the battles for truth without him, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10. It seems that just when the apostles needed him the most, his desertion came. Think how Paul's heart must have ached, as no doubt tears flowed at his parting. Demas, how could you do this to your co-laborer, Paul? Look at those chains upon his arms and his feet. But you'll soon be out of earshot of all of that clanking metal, won't you? You won't be clasping the warm and courageous hand of Paul anymore. You're going to discover that the way is rough, though, and fearful, for the way of the ungodly is not easy, no doubt regretful and very sorrowful. You'll never forget that farewell, and thousands like you will tramp the disappointing trail backward to the world, where doubts will haunt every apostate that sets his foot in that way. 2 Peter 2:20 through 22, Peter says, if after we have escaped the defilements of the world, through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Listen to it, friend. He said it would have been better had they never known the way of righteousness than after having known it, to turn back from the holy commandments delivered unto them. It has happened unto them according to the true proverb, a dog returning to his own vomit, a sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Some souls shrink back from faith and boldness in doing the will of God, according to Hebrews 10:38, and God says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But the soul of our Lord hath no pleasure in the one who turns in apostasy. To cause displeasure to faithful souls of our faithful brethren is sad, but to cause displeasure to the soul of God is even worse, a tragedy really beyond description. And slipping away from the battle or shrinking from the responsibility in the kingdom of Christ will please Satan and the imps of hell. But what is it worth, my friends, when heaven is displeased and the hope that we have had in the past is fading and the crown is forfeited? Certainly, we need to think seriously about this question. Does the Bible teach a Christian can apostatize? It does, my friends, on nearly every page.